All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wanted to get back into this Harbaugh stuff, Rico, because Lord knows I missed some of it to start the show and almost had my Comrex unit explode moments ago.
I thought it was just hazing by you.
So, no. Yeah.
Just stick him out there by himself and go.
We'll show you. I want to know where people are at, because I have a weird ability as a fan to end up hating my own coaches and players and teams. Like, that's not a big deal to me. If you delight me, I'm nice. And if you anger me, I'm not. And in the case of Jim Harbaugh, if I were a Michigan fan, which I thank God every day when I wake up that I'm not, I would be angry. I would have reached the anger stage, because you've done literally nothing. No matter how much you want to prop up his record and say that he's returned you to relevance, you're not. I mean, you're Ohio State's bitch. You don't win a big game. You've been housed in some bowls. And honestly, the Harbaugh shtick only plays when you win big games. So this latest story would irk me. It doesn't affect me as a Spartan fan. I mean, my team's terrible, so we don't even have a seat at the table anymore. But just reading this, I look at this and I go, oh my God, I mean, really? So this comes by way of Dave Biddle, who is an OSU reporter. Rico is very close personal friends with him. there was a conference call amongst Big Ten coaches. And Ryan Day was speaking in midstream, and suddenly Jim Harbaugh interrupts him to say that OSU is violating the rules by having on-field instruction. A photo that Al Washington, former Michigan assistant who left Harbaugh to go to the Ohio State University, was holding a blocking pad, and Harbaugh decided this was the moment to make an issue out of that. Now, mind you, even if it's an issue, just so you understand, it would be termed a secondary violation. We're in a pandemic. Nobody knows what's up or down. Nothing was going to happen to OSU, so you can do what you want with that. The point is, he interrupts Ryan Day, narcs him, snitches on him, and Day basically fires back, how about I worry about my team, you worry about yours. But that's not where it ended. They've corroborated this. It didn't happen on the conference call, but Ryan Day, in a team meeting, these following words left his mouth, saying, they better hope there's a mercy rule, because we are going to hang 100 on them. Said that to his team. And since they've scored 62 and 56, I can't really put it past them. Here's the point I would make, and I didn't get a chance to do it earlier. This is not some ad hominem attack on Jim Harbaugh, and it's not me saying he's not a good football coach. He's good, but he's not great. He's fine, but he's not special. And this shtick, it ain't cute anymore. If I'm a Michigan, and I'll tell you this, look, two of the people in my life who I'm very close to are Michigan fans, okay? They love U of M. Yes, I'm still friends with them. Dear friends of mine. They both hate Harbaugh. I can give Rico the names. I mean, he's met both of them. The point is, they hate him. They're tired. They're tired of the circus. They're tired of the headlines. They're tired of the weirdness. It stops being folksy and just starts being stupid when you don't beat anybody that matters. And you don't, guys. And I'll be quite frank with you. you are further away from beating OSU today as you start year six than you were the day Harbaugh got here. Think about the absurdity of that comment if I said it the day he got hired, that he will actually make it harder to beat Ohio State, that the gap between you and OSU will get wider by bringing in Jim Harbaugh, that Urban Meyer would leave and they would still hang 60 on you. Okay? Think about that. You would have put me in the town square with, you know, throwing tomatoes at me. But that's your reality. So my question is, and I only have a limited sample size of Michigan fans in my life. It's kind of like I can't bear too many of them. But I know what my friends feel about this guy, and I kind of wonder where you're at with it. Again, no attacks. I'm not calling. This is not a yelling troll fest. I'm being straight up with you. What are you doing on a conference call interrupting Ryan Day to try to play sheriff? I mean, you're like Ralphie in A Christmas Story dressed up with your gun running around like you're the sheriff. You're not. Cut it out. And if you want to handle it, go through the proper channels. Turn them in. Do what needs to be done. But the middle of a conference call, the midstream while he's talking, stop. Just cut it out. It's just, again, all of the Harbaugh things that you found endearing at the start, enraging now. And I kind of wonder where you're at. And mind you, for the record, and Rico will attest to this, I am the same guy who turned on Mark D'Antonio, the greatest coach in my school's history, a guy that I did defend when ESPN tried to slander the man. But when it came to football matters, I turned on Mark first. I turned on Mark harshest. And at the end, nobody was more brutal to him. I have no loyalty. My entertainment and my happiness is what I'm loyal to. And when you don't entertain me and you don't make me happy, I'm very mean. So don't play that whole Sparty routine, because you've already seen my resume with how I treat mine. So don't act like I'm treating yours any different. 248-539-9797. I just want to know where you're at with it. Rico, I appreciate how you began the show. I'm sorry I couldn't participate because I was punting my Comrex unit down the street. Where are you at with this?
Mike, you kind of said everything that I said. It's just getting old. No, it's just getting old. And that just wasn't the time and place to do it. I said, call him up. Send him an email. Send him some. You don't interrupt the man in the middle of the conference call. It looks bad. It makes you look whiny. It makes you look like you're kind of snitching on him. As I stated before, I told David, it's like the guy who comes back from lunch 20 minutes late and you wait until he's presenting something in the all-staff meeting to bring up the fact, oh, by the way, why are you always 20 minutes late? What does this have to do with electronics? I'm talking electronics. Yeah, but you're always 20 minutes late. Yeah, you know afterwards he's going to come after you and say, why'd you try and call me out like that? So if you're Jim, don't poke the bear. Just keep it to yourself. Ryan Day and having Al Washington, if he was at that practice, Ohio State didn't gain an advantage over you. That's not the hill to die on. That was my thing. That's just not the hill to die on.
No, and I mean, I look at it, Rico, and I'm like you. You know, I put the shoe on the other foot, and I go, all right, if Michigan had put 62 on Mel Tucker or D'Antonio, and then 56, and I mean, not only are we losing to these guys, we're not coming close. If Mark would have gone out and done the, you know, little bro routine, or does he have a little brother, or where's the threat? Like, if he had done that stuff when we were on the wrong side of a steel toe boot, I would have launched him into space.
Mike, I'm with you. Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
If Mark D'Antonio was still coach after the last two games that they played against Michigan, if he went out there and tried to interrupt Harbaugh, why? Why are you doing this? Why? Why are you giving them extra reason to beat you this year? Just let it go. It's not that deep. If it is, call him up later and say, Jim, don't appreciate it. I'm with you, Mike.
It's just crazy to me. But again, I want to know where Michigan fans are at with it. And if they're willing to be honest about it. Now, look, maybe you still find it endearing. Maybe you still enjoy it. It's a free country. But it would grate on me. And I know just even Mark's defiance. I mean, Mark's basic defiance towards admitting he was wrong drove me to the point of insanity. Forget about Mark going out and putting on a circus. And if your reply to me is going to be, oh, well, you didn't say it when he was trolling Michigan. Right, because we were breaking our foot off in your ass. I mean, we can do whatever. You can tap dance on the grave of the beaten all you want. To the victor goes the spoils. And again, if Harbaugh wants to troll MSU, do it. We can't touch you guys. We're garbage juice. We're terrible. And I'll sit here and take my medicine. There ain't nothing to talk about.
And it'll probably be 3 years in a row if they play this year.
So, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Please.
I realize if they play, it'll be ugly this year. Period. So yeah.
I'd say 42-3. 248-539-9797. Well, the three is for posterity. I just kind of feel like I don't know. I mean, Jesus, we can't take the collar. Come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.